Eric Rung is in our showcase studio. Hi, Eric. How are
you? Good afternoon. I'm good.
From WGN Radio, Eric's news has, WGN Radio News, Eric was reporting on the Van Dyke trial for the last few weeks for us. Did he help or hurt himself, I think, is the $64 question. I was persuaded, and I know you don't want to give your opinion on this, but I was persuaded that he helped himself. Just in general, describe how he comported himself on the stand.
Well, I've talked to a lot of prosecutors about this case and whether or not he would even take the stand. Most of them were under the assumption, former prosecutors, I should say, most of them were under the assumption that he would have to, because his whole case rests on what he saw that night and what he perceived as a threat.
He said that what we saw in the video, this was the thrust of our news click. He said, well, what you're seeing in the video and the animation is not what I saw. It's not exactly my perspective. And if my memory is flawed, it was because I was a little traumatized at the time.
Yeah, and you could see the strategy that the defense team was doing there. They put the psychologist on, the forensic psychologist on first to talk about how when you're in a dangerous situation that your body, your brain suppresses the part that makes memories because you're worried about getting yourself out of that danger. And that's why, in generally speaking, he said that people will not remember things exactly as they were. And then that set up Van Dyke to say that, well, that's what I remembered that night. That's what I saw that night. Even though it may contradict what we see on the videotape.
You talked to any cops about his testimony?
I did. I talked to a Chicago police officer who's been on the force for a couple of decades now. They, of course, have been watching this trial as it unfolds, like all the rest of us, of course, from a very different perspective. The officer that I talked to, I know very well, he said, you know, I don't think he hurt himself, but I don't think he helped himself either. They thought it was just kind of a toss-up on his testimony on whether or not that's going to help his case. They did say that the psychologist that went before him, they thought that was very compelling testimony. And this is from an officer who has fired his weapon in the line of duty.
So, closing arguments tomorrow. Closing arguments tomorrow, Thursday. So, the jury gets it Thursday or Friday. And then they begin their deliberation. Boy, I sure hope they don't come back quickly, just because whatever their decision is, I want it to feel not snap. I want it to feel measured and that they thought it out. What are you hearing about that?
Well, it really kind of depends on, one, how long the closing arguments go. Just judging by this case, they've moved a lot quicker than I thought they would throughout the entire thing. So maybe by this by tomorrow afternoon, the jury could have the case. The question will then become on jury instructions. Will they get them as soon as they're done? And then they'll start deliberating that day into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's a couple things that are coming up here. You have, of course, Sunday, you have the Chicago Marathon.
40,000 runners.
Right. In downtown Chicago.
Million people lining the streets of
exactly.
The city.
Exactly. And Chicago police are already preparing for very large protests, depending on how this verdict goes. So I think that probably has to come into consideration. Then you have Columbus Day on Monday, so you have schools out. So, you have another potential for a lot of people to be out in the city. Rather.
You're wondering if maybe it wouldn't be wise to orchestrate it so at least we don't get a verdict read until Tuesday.
Right. I could see this is, again, this is just my own experience being in courtrooms, but my guess is that they'll probably do the closing, do the jury instructions, and say, come back on Tuesday.
Jesse Jackson on TV today, he was in the courtroom yesterday, said, no justice, no peace. He said, no justice, no peace. Jesse Jackson said that. I know some of you are critical of me, wondering what would happen if Van Dyke is found not guilty. There was Jesse Jackson saying that yesterday. Okay, Eric, we'll continue to listen for your reports. Thanks for your time.
You got it.
Thanks for your reporting. That's WGN Radio's Eric Rung.